Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
A very warm welcome to Keeping It Real with Caroline and Sophie. If you're new, we're so pleased to have you. Today we are welcoming Paola from Paola's Body Bar. And I've just got to start off by saying that I have this new found unbelievable off the charts respect for Sophie Stanbury, who, can I just say, she does this 5 days a week, 1 hour of Paola's Body Bar, 5 days a week. I could barely do 15 minutes. And beyond that, she then comes back into my house, back into my kitchen, and totally fixes my computer and totally sets up this entire podcast hoo-ha, which, can I just tell you guys, it's pretty complicated. So not only is she like fit as a fiddle beyond the beyond the beyond, she's now also this tech whiz kid. So I'm slightly worshipping her on the ground this morning.
Well, please don't. There's no need to worship me. I've really got so many flaws. But I'm so happy that Paola's here today. And I'm so happy that you joined me this morning for my regular morning workout. Because as you know, I have become a little bit addicted to my hour-long workouts Monday to Friday when the boys are at school. And I have an hour free time as soon as I drop them off. And Paola's really changed my whole view on exercise. It's an hour of tough core strengthening moves, which really make you feel unbelievably energized afterwards. It's such a challenge. The hour is never easy. It's not a walk in the park. It's not for the faint-hearted, but it is a fun challenge and a great challenge. And you have managed to create such a wonderful group of like-minded women, particularly in my favorite Fulham branch, where all the women have become actually good friends and lots of them go to the same schools as my kids. But congratulations, Paola, and welcome. Tell us everything. We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, so I'd love to ask you, Paola, when did Paola's Body Bar actually start? When did you come to London? Because I can hear you're actually Australian. We'd love to know the whole story.
I left Australia in 1998.
Okay.
I had just gone through a heartbreak.
Eek. And they're the worst.
My family in Italy welcomed me with open arms.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'd spent a year kind of burning the candle at both ends. I'd been into fitness for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I was a high school PE teacher.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Amazing.
At the age of 21.
Wow.
High school teaching wasn't really for me.
Nor me. I trained to be a teacher as well.
Did you?
Yes.
But I also guess in 1992
as well. So teaching 16-year-olds looking...
Yeah, challenging.
10 years old didn't really work.
Teaching teenagers full stop.
But I also think actually in 1998, exercise and the way people looked on exercise and the people who did exercise is very different than they are today.
Absolutely.
Because the awareness around what you put into your body is also what you get out. Don't you find that it's been a huge transition?
Absolutely. So I started my fitness journey, as they say now, my fitness journey in 1988 when I graduated from high school. Back then it was leg warmers, aerobics, high kicking.
Love all that.
Jane Fonda, but a lot of bodybuilding.
Yes.
So bodybuilding and heavy lifting, which we've seen a lot of recently, and HIIT style exercises, that's what I was initially into. My body was completely different. I wasn't mobile.
Were you very muscly?
Very, very muscular. I actually liked that look too. Wow. And I have that body type that responds very quickly to lifting weight. So I was rather chunky.
But okay. Still but lean, it showed you were working out.
Quite chunky. I did have a strong core and I was a strong girl and I could run for miles, but I was not mobile. Mm-hmm. I wasn't flexible and I wasn't functional.
Okay.
So I continued on with this hard and fast approach until the age of, say, 30. So I used to pound the pavements, running, still lifted heavy. And actually, when I arrived here, the type of training that we were into was kind of two-dimensional. Yoga was really the spiritual hippie types.
But the funny thing is in 1998... So I am what I'm 23 at this point in time. That's when I had been doing, I'd been doing yoga for about 5 years at this point in time, and going from doing ballet from I could walk till I was about 13 or 14. Then I did nothing until around 18, 19, when I then did yoga, which I did from 18, 19 to about 24 quite regularly. And then I literally have had a 10, 15 year break. But what's remarkable and what people comment on very often is the fact that I do look quite lean and I look relatively fit in terms of how little I do. And I very much believe that the preparation of lots of gymnastics growing up, followed by yoga in my late teens, early 20s, I think it's really done something to my core. Do you believe in building up during your teenage years can create a really amazing foundation for your 20s, 30s, 40s and 50s?
I do agree 100%. Not saying that you cannot commence exercise in your 30s, 40s and indeed your 50s, but if you've spent your childhood, like I did, exercising constantly, obviously in Australia we were on the beach, we were surfing, windsurfing, boogie boarding, we were always fit. So you have that foundation. If you were someone that came into exercise later in the day, it obviously is going to be a little bit
more challenging. It's like skiing, challenging. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. And it's actually, the coordination and muscle memory,
exactly.
et cetera.
But what I love about your classes is the fact that you have such a diverse group of women from all ages, from their early 20s, all the way through to their late 50s.
Precisely.
Which is really incredible. So how did Paola's body bar routine start and happen? How did it morph into the routine?
Yeah, so when I had, like I said, it was the HIIT style training, it was heavy lifting, etc. And that was the trend. And really, that's what was known. It was in, what year did I have Sophia? 2002.
So the year your daughter was
born.
The year your daughter was born.
2002. I started to hear about Pilates through the media. The celebrities were doing it postnatally and prenatally. So I thought, oh, I'll try this out. But I didn't actually go and try a class. And this is after Sophia was born. I went and signed up for a course with Michael King Pilates. And on the first day, I thought to myself, oh, my God, what am I doing? This is just horrendous.
Why?
Why horrendous?
Because it was obviously much slower than what I'm used to. It's very meticulous. It's all about the breath, the connection. It's rather precise, and it made me slow down. Obviously, I've signed up to the course. I've paid thousands, so I stuck to it.
Did you notice the results?
Within 10 sessions, addicted. Literally.
Yeah.
And then my body started to change.
Yeah.
10 weeks later. I mean, this is, so back then that was very, very, very traditional style of Pilates that was going on in London and around the world. You didn't see dynamic Pilates, really, which is what PBB integrates within the method.
And guys, let me just tell you, it is dynamic. Burning to like another level. You know, I do a little bit of yoga and I really, really love it. I do a couple of sessions with my wonderful friend Ashley from Define London, and I really, really love that too, because what's very nice is that she caters it to my body and makes it rather gentle. You know, Sophie and I were standing next to each other this morning, and Sophie like
goes for it. You know, I can see she's so focused, she's so concentrated. And when the instructor explains to her what muscles she needs to get to, like, she gets in there while I'm like kind of looking at her going,
but you know,
I think I need to do a downward dog. I think I need to sit in cross-legged position and do some breathing. You know,
but you know, it doesn't happen overnight. I was going to say, you know, your thing about getting addicted to a course.
Yes.
I remember the first time I came to one of your classes with Georgie.
Yeah, in Wimbledon.
And Georgie was my personal trainer. I met her through Nev, who trained me for my wedding. I'd gone through my divorce. Nev, I was on my own.
F45.
Exactly, at F45. Who's lovely. I'd gone through my divorce. I'd been stuck at the top of Putney Heath for a couple of years doing nothing.
Really?
When Alex left, I ran and ran and ran with my dog because I just needed to get a release. So my fitness started building up. Then Georgie came and said, listen, I'll train you for a bit because I want to, you know, get back out there and da-da-da. I'm going to take you to Palace Body Bar. So she took me. And the first class, I could barely do 10 minutes.
I was in your first day.
Agony.
Your technique was rather good.
Well, because I'd done ballet. I'd done ballet, then I did dance drama. So my body was already kind of used to doing that. But it was so much harder than anything I'd done. And, you know, today I felt for you because I know what it's like. I think the first 10 sessions I did, I was looking at my phone thinking, how long have I got left? I'm on fire. My glutes have never burnt in this way. Yes. My calf muscles, my everything, every bit of me was on fire.
reminds me of a really funny story I quickly have to share you right now because the level of my fitness, and people will understand it, when I say to you that I went and saw this posture person at one point in time because I had real neck problems, and he made me Ben at Kicks.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's quite renowned for...
Ben is...
I mean, he's quite extraordinary,
right? I call
him
the spine lord.
Okay, Ben the spine lord. I had real neck problems. He made me do a squat and because he wanted me to contract my glute. Mm. And we couldn't really find the spot.
Glute.
And then he made me start lifting bend my leg and start lifting my knee. And he basically told me that because I hadn't used my glutes in so many years, my brain and glute had lost contact. So I can't tell you how long it took.
Hello.
Before. Yeah, yeah. Literally. Literally. So, you know, a class with you today, like, hello, glutes. They were definitely there and they were on fire.
And I think the thing is that the more you practice, now I come every day because it really is my release. It's my 1 hour of me time where I feel challenged. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm with a lovely group of women. And I really look forward to it.
The community as well.
Yeah. And it's, but go back to the routine because it is tough. Yes. Every class is a challenge. Yes. It doesn't get any easier. Yes. I'm still in agony when I'm in there. I'm thinking, my God, we've still got another 20 minutes left. How am I going to go? Yeah. But how did you actually come up with the movements?
As I said, it was devised through my, it was devised through my Pilates practice. Mm-hmm. So I practiced Pilates for 4 or 5 years, teaching traditionally on the mat.
Yeah.
And the boutique studios were not that prevalent then, but there were quite a few popping up. So there was, I think, 10 Pilates, Butte, Camp Pilates.
I remember.
So I used to get in my car at 6 o'clock because I knew my husband could look after the baby and race up to Notting Hill because I'd become addicted to reformer Pilates, but not the traditional reformer Pilates. It was
that's
dynamic. Yes, that's a machine.
That too.
And although traditional is amazing and I still love a traditional, but because I had that fitnessy weightlifting type of background, that really kept me, the dynamic really kept me challenged.
Yeah.
So I thought, hang on a minute, if they can do this on the reformer in this dynamic way, why can't I fuse together something on the mat? So turning your traditional into a dynamic on the mat. So, and I think back then, and this is not me blowing my trumpet, but I was one of the
blow players. Your trumpet. You've done so well.
I'm not one to blow.
I'm going
to
blow it.
How many studios do you have?
So I opened my first studio in 2015 in Fulham, and sadly I had to shut that down because of lease issues. And then I opened another one in Wimbledon, Guildford, and I'm opening a new one behind Sloane Square.
But you've still got Fulham.
Amazing.
Yes, I've still got.
But so you said you had to shut it down, but you've reopened a different one.
But what I did in the interim when I had to shut down Fulham, I kept all my trainers in work.
How many and do you have?
I've got not all PBB trained, but I've got 30 trainers on the book.
Okay.
So we do personal training in home, in the studios. We have worked with numerous affiliates. Presently, we're with KXU, as you know. We do 16 classes a week in there. We absolutely love it in there.
How many classes work do you have per week all over London?
Wow.
All over England.
At the moment, we've got, I'd say, 50, 60, 70... about 90 classes a week.
My gosh.
Yeah, so we've worked with Grace Belgravia, South Kensington Club, numerous yoga studios.
You're
doing...
still at South Kensington Club?
No, sadly we're not there. We're mainly in Kicks and Kicks U. We work with Sweaty Betty in Carnaby Street.
And I've got to ask you, are there different levels? Because the classes...
Yes, there are.
Are there? I didn't know that.
So should we go back to the fusion and then I can explain it?
Yes. Yeah. I've got to say again, guys, I was so impressed with Sophie because there wasn't a single move that Sophie didn't do. And I literally, once every 30 seconds, I needed to take a 30-second break. So I actually ended up doing under half the class after 45 minutes.
So I suggest that you come to the Dynamic Pilates flow to start with, or a signature. So I think you did a burn today, didn't you?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, you probably did the hardest one.
Well, you see, that's what I love as well about your classes, is every single day is different.
Yes.
So I never go to the same class 2 days consecutively. So on a Monday, I don't even know what I'm booking. I just go in my schedule, click 9 o'clock. I don't mind who's teaching. Yes. All the trainers are fantastic.
Yeah.
All the classes are fabulous. And it's really nice to mix it up.
Exactly.
But you're advanced and you're very strong. So if there's someone like me, I need signature or flow.
Absolutely. So then you layer it.
Okay.
Once you get a little bit stronger, a bit fitter, then you can progress into the burn, cardio bar if you want any cardiovascular work in it. So hit elements.
Do you do the flow and the signature at KX as well?
I do. I'm teaching that. We've just introduced PBB Dynamic Pilates Flow, which you will absolutely love.
Where?
I fuse a little bit of floor bar in there. So it's Dynamic Pilates, traditional Pilates, and a little bit of floor bar.
Mm-hmm.
We have that 3 times a week in there at the moment, and I'm teaching that at 12:45 on a Friday.
Okay.
We do it in the evenings. And
do you do it in Fulham too?
We are introducing that in
Fulham
as well. But you do a variation of it anyway. So we do Dynamic Pilates Bar, which is quite similar.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all the different variations.
And you've got the boxing, ballerina, which you would like
very much. It's a fusion of bar with boxing. Why?
It's brilliant.
I know it sounds odd, but if you do a lot of boxing, you start feeling your traps tightening, you become quite tight, quite compact and boxy, as in boxy, not as in a boxer boxy. So you fuse it with stretches Pilates and bar, and it's a winning formula.
Yeah, it is great, boxing.
But do you put any yoga into any of what you
do? There's a lot of yoga movements, but without using yoga terminology. So if you go to a mat Pilates class, a lot of the movements will resemble, in inverted commas, yoga. It's not yoga.
Yeah.
But, like, we will still do a downward dog and we'll do a single leg pipe, but that's your three-legged dog. Or we'll do it with a turnout.
But I noticed this morning when we went into what I would call a child's pose, PBB calls it the shell.
Well, shell is
just different. It's a different one.
Shell is what we use shell in Pilates. So your thighs are together, and your palms are up
behind,
and curled like.
And then child's pose is with
your
arms.
Where your chest comes through the thighs, and your arms are forward. So there's two.
So it's the same. Well, it's the same as when I did Bikram. Child's pose, shell pose, and there's another one.
Did you do the cougar?
No, I don't think we did do the cougar. Well,
the cougar.
So the cougar is like a. It's like your yogi squat.
Yes, we did.
Yes, but I call it the cougar. Ooh. Cougar because of the positioning. No. Are we old enough to be cougars? Maybe.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
So it's like a primal squat. So it's like, it's like a gorilla stretch. So your chest lifted, tailbone to the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just a name I made up.
Yeah.
It's not actually called a cougar. It's actually a primal squat.
So your moves are basically a mixture of...
Dynamic Pilates.
Yes.
Ballet bar movements. Mm-hmm. So you'll see battement, you'll see an arabesque, mm-hmm. an attitude devant.
Curtsy squats.
Yeah,
the
curtsies.
I like the curtsies.
Yeah.
Kick outs and what are those?
So you will see,
don't know,
attitude devant.
Attitudes, yeah.
So you'll see traditional and then it will just go into something that's not so traditional on the bar. Like,
I mean, I would
squats
love
with a ball between your thighs.
We had your gorgeous Stephanie this morning.
Stephanie.
She's new. She's brilliant.
Louise.
No, it wasn't Louise, was it? Or was
teaching
it?
This morning.
Oh, no, it was Louise. Sorry, it was Louise.
Yeah, Lulu.
So it was Louise, but I would love for you to come to one of Paola's classes.
I would love to, but
because Paola won't let you
stop.
Yes.
Yeah, because Paola doesn't let you stop. She's well, she's quite hardcore. If I start slowing down, she's like, I can see you.
I need one that is not as tough as the one today, because the one today is too hardcore when my body isn't prepared.
Well, we need to build you up to it.
Well, you need, I would say, 3 months to feel like you aren't...
3 months and a half or twice a week?
It will take...
Twice or three times a week.
2 to 3 times.
Yeah.
And it should, within... like I'd say 10 weeks maximum, you're really, really going to see and feel the difference.
I have to be pretty graphic here. And sorry, anybody who doesn't like being graphic, but it's amazing for tightening your pelvic floor.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
And has completely changed my dynamics.
Yeah.
You know, it really has. And I'm so...
So I would
There's no more running to the bar. You know, after you've had children, Well, I had no pelvic floor at all. And actually... even personal training, it's really hard to build your pelvic floor. Well, now it is like a pelvic floor. But it is, it's
my
really great.
Working you from the inside out.
Yeah.
So when you think about your muscles, you're thinking of, most people think about their global muscles, your biceps, your triceps, your six-pack muscles, mm-hmm. your rectus abdominis. I like to... get you into the mindset of initiating every movement through the core with your breath.
Mm-hmm.
So that's working you from the inside out. So you're always mindful of those deeper muscles. Mm-hmm. So on every out breath, that would be your cue to draw your navel to the spine and to draw up your pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. Reason being that A, it stabilizes the pelvis. Mm-hmm. B, it gets those internal deeper muscles working.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so great about bar is that you also work in single leg. So you're working the deeper stabilizing muscles of the hips. Mm-hmm. You're getting balance, stability, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then what's fantastic about PBB, and not just PBB, but any Pilates class, is that your posture greatly improves.
I was going to say, I'm definitely taller. That is
longer,
for sure.
Taller.
Yeah. I walk taller with much better posture. That's for absolute sure. So it's really developed my pelvic floor, my core.
Exactly.
Every exercise is based around the core.
Alignment.
But Sophie, your body, I mean, your body
is
extraordinary.
Well, no, it's not. It could be a lot better.
No, but it really is. Do you remember when we started filming Ladies of London?
Oh, God. No, are you going to say how floppy and flabby I was?
No, but what I mean, sweetheart, do you remember...
Yeah.
And you really started after that, as you said, you know, after you got divorced, actually, in all honesty, was the time where you really looked yourself in the mirror and thought, I want to be the best version of myself. And that's when you really started taking care of every single aspect of
yourself. I think it's a mental thing as well. It really is. I think for me, when I had my children, I just wanted children and everything that went around them. I didn't really want to think about exercising. Maybe it's because I was in a very stable relationship.
Yes.
I just wasn't taking care of myself.
Yes.
And then when your marriage or something changes or something shifts in your life and you need a bit of a you focus, that focus became, how could I make myself feel really good about myself? And that was really where I discovered exercise and how amazing it can make you feel from the inside out.
Exactly. It's not how you look.
It's not
just the aesthetics.
I don't look like a supermodel. There's a lot more Paola's body bar I need. I think I need to do it all day for that.
But I feel great.
I feel strong. Everything's functioning. I sleep well. There's no problem with chasing after my boys on the football pitch, running with a dog, big cycle rides, huge walks on Wimbledon Common.
Yeah.
It's all easy for me now, whereas before it was always a bit of an effort.
I love hearing that.
No, it's true.
Paola, I want to ask you a question because you are also a mother of three children of relatively different ages. How were you able to come over here, being an Aussie with a broken heart, And you... No. But it's very interesting for a lot of people out there who go through a lot of similar things, a lot of difficulties in life. But you've actually managed to come to a new country, build up an extremely successful business, be married and have three children. Mm-hmm. How? What's your recipe? How does all that work? Does your husband work as hard as you do? How do you manage to balance your children? Yeah. Who does the school run? Who does the cooking? Who does the shopping? Because you've clearly built a phenomenal business.
Yeah,
I've got to say it's pretty hectic.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons why I started Paula's Body Bar was because I too went through a divorce, and I was teaching all these classes. And I was packing the classes out, teaching this dynamic Pilates fusion. And I thought, why am I doing all these classes for all these studios when I could actually start my own business and bring all the money into the family? Because obviously, after divorce, you know, you're on your own.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Yes. So not completely on my own, but...
No. Well, you're lucky enough to have a lovely boyfriend.
About 9 years ago now. Okay. And One of the reasons was also that my ex-husband, and this isn't saying anything against my ex-husband, it's just that he obviously wanted me at home, and I had talked about opening a studio. It's like, oh, it's going to be pretty tough. It's a really tough market. Oh, yes. I mean, to be fair, I didn't really have to work, but it was my passion, and I really wanted a studio. So anyway, this...
So the divorce gave you the balls to basically go and do it.
And also I had to up the ante.
Yeah.
I've got... two children to support, and not on my own, obviously.
Yeah.
But they're in private school, and you know,
that's a big responsibility. Children,
and I've got the home, which I have to pay a mortgage on, etc. So a site next door to my house came up, and I went for it.
Gosh,
and within the
exciting.
Second year, it was literally waiting list. It was crazy. And then I met my partner Tom, who's super supportive.
Oh,
and
so
I've had
nice.
My third child with him, who's now six, little Raffy, the Riff Raff, we call him. And if I didn't have Tom and that support, I probably would never be able
you would
to
have
do
done it.
It.
You would have done it.
But that's amazing, Carla.
But you're, this is...
Tom is a superstar. Tom, you need to listen to this.
That's so sweet.
Oh, what does Tom do?
Tom has a building business.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I mean, there are days when he's like... I don't want to hear about PBB. Don't talk about PBB. I don't want to know about PBB.
No, but you know what?
The studio is next
door to
the
house. This is a really powerful message that you're giving to your community. As you say, you've also now, through the exercise classes, have developed a really nice community feel, certainly within Fulham.
I think that's the most rewarding part about the business.
I mean, I think Guildford will be the same because it's a small... sort of community there.
Yes.
KXU is much more diverse because it's lots of different people from lots of different places, but still a lovely vibe.
Yes.
But Fulham is like definitely like the cozy, lovely, empowering. Not only are you working out, you're meeting your friends, you're chatting, you're exchanging ideas, you're networking. It's such a great community. And through the kind of classes, you're giving that feeling that you can do it, you can go out there, you can have a great day, you can be successful. So I think that's also another massive part of your regime.
And I think so, you know, like you also, it's amazing, you know, how women are so strong. I mean, they really are. They manage to have children, they manage to run homes, they manage to have breakdowns which turn into breakthroughs and create these extraordinary businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, I have such huge respect for many women that actually are doing it all. They're being great mothers
and
they're not compromising on that whatsoever.
Yeah.
They're being able to run good homes, solid homes, stable homes.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding their
and
children,
have fun
taking
while
care
they're
of
doing it.
Whilst going, but I think, as Paula said, I didn't need to work, but this is my passion, which to all you listeners out there is such a good reminder that you've got to do what you love. As long as your work is a little bit like your greatest passion, it's all going to work somehow. It's all just going to work somehow.
Well, the other thing I was going to say for anybody going through a tough time, going through divorce, a breakup with a boyfriend, maybe being made redundant, you're being left in a slightly dark hole. You know, you don't really know which way to turn. Go and join a fabulous exercise class where you can be with like-minded people. You can have that release for an hour. You can network with people. You could probably find the person sitting next to you on the mat has gone through exactly the same as you have at some point in their life. Mm. I think, you know, at least half of the class of ladies that I'm with have been divorced. At least half of them have children around the same age as my children.
I think, in fact, sometimes it makes you stronger.
It's that's what I'm saying. So you can definitely feel a support system around you. Not only are you having a break, you're having your hour of you time focusing on what's making you feel great, but you're in a room full of people that might become your friends.
That's right.
And you might, you know, make new friends and turn on them for other things. I mean, we're quite a social group. We have little drinks parties and, you know, little events. But it's really nice to have that little fun place that you can go to escape the real world, to escape whatever situation you're in. Go and have an hour release with lovely people and clear your head.
Whilst improving your health
and clearing your head. And I think it's just such a gift, and there's so many different places out there that people can look at. If you're in London, you should definitely come and try Powlers. But I think it's really worth saying that actually it's a good escape if you're having a tough time.
So Paola, my next question for you is, what about nutrition? How are you around foods? Do you have a particular lifestyle you follow and a particular lifestyle nutritional advice that you give to a lot of your clients?
Well, I think for me, it's all about the non-diet diet. So I grew up with Italian parents and they were very big on eating fresh produce. We didn't really eat anything out of a tin. We didn't eat frozen foods. It was all fresh produce. My father had Italian restaurants and was obsessed with vegetables. And I am a meat eater. But we ate a lot of vegetables, quite a lot of protein, and it was very balanced.
Mm-hmm.
I would never say no to a bowl of pasta.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-carbohydrate, but I do believe that you should limit certain carbohydrates, not cut them out completely, but be sensible with the type of carbohydrate you're eating. Sugar, obviously, everybody knows not to eat too much sugar. But my biggest thing is just fresh produce. Get your protein in. Obviously, you need protein for muscular growth. I feel like if you put yourself on a very strict diet, eventually you're going to set yourself up for a fall.
Yeah.
It has to be part of your life. It has to be foods that you love. I'm also a big believer in eating socially. So if you're denying food and you're out for a dinner or a lunch, A, it can be quite awkward.
Yeah.
And B, it restricts you having fun.
Yeah, I agree.
In my opinion.
I absolutely love fish. I'll eat chicken, but not all the time. Very little red meat. Love to eat lots of salads, grains. Breakfast, I tend to eat eggs.
All I love eggs too.
Scrambled eggs, eggs with avocado, omelets, and
my new favorite thing is avocado on toast. Now, that's my morning staple. Now, smashed avocado with stacks of chili, really crunchy toast. It's a good start.
I'm a little bit naughty though. I don't eat breakfast till 11 o'clock. It's more like a brunch.
I do the same because I don't have
really
time
feel like
in the morning.
In the morning, actually.
We're
having a delicious protein shake by Caroline right now. What's in there, Caroline?
Oh, this is...
This is dates, frozen banana, fresh banana, cashew milk, raw honey, raw cacao powder, baobab powder, Sophie's collagen powder, the medical medium's mushroom powder, and, cashew milk. And ice cubes. That's it on this one.
Delicious.
But I mean, I'm one of the people who has to eat. If I don't eat within 20 minutes of waking, I actually gag.
So you've got a super high metabolism.
I now start every single morning with a celery juice.
Sometimes everybody's having that. Yeah,
I find it just keeps my system very, very clean. Sometimes I do a whole celery, half a cucumber, half a bag of spinach, and a little piece of ginger. I wait 20 minutes And then I will have my first of two double shot cappuccino with skim milk.
I'm glad you said that.
And my breakfasts are very, very varied. Yesterday I had porridge with homemade almond butter, bananas, and raw honey on top. Today I was very spoiled. I had a business breakfast and I ate 1/4 kilo of caviar. Nice.
The day before
I had grilled halloumi cheese with a salad of cucumber, tomato, avocado, red onion, radish, basil, olive oil and fresh lemon and pink salt. So very varied. But I mean, I do eat everything and I do eat dairy. I don't feel that dairy bloats me. I don't feel that I have problems digesting it in the same way that I don't feel that I have problems digesting pastas and a lot of carbohydrates that people stay away from. But I think it's a very personal thing. You know, some people can digest it, in which case I understand why they would stay away from it. If it works for you, do it. If it doesn't work for you, don't do it.
Agreed. So. Totally agree. Yeah, I think, you know, we're always in such a rush. I don't know about you with the children. We're no matter what time we get up, we're always slightly late for everything. Except my people, because then the kids are at school by that stage. Last drop off was at 8:30, which gives me half an hour to park the car and come to your class. It's a joy. But in the morning, it's, you know, kids always have their smoothies packed with absolutely everything I can gear them up for the morning with, and maybe something else, toast, crumpet, whatever they want.
Do they like pesto?
They do like
Have
pesto.
Have you tried blending in spinach to hide the greens? That works.
No, if it changes colour, if it
doesn't
goes...
change colour, does
Are you
it?
Sure?
It doesn't quite... change colour and they literally can't taste it. If you put enough
you can't
basil,
taste it.
You can totally hide spinach.
Apart from the fact that Harry likes to help make it, he'd be like, what are you doing to the smoothie? So as long as they drink something healthy, I'm happy with that. But for me, it's always a cup of tea. My Simprove gut, you know, thing, a probiotic, which is amazing. And then my brunchy breakfast is always after my workout. So when I come back from your class around 10:30. I think it's, you know, it's just all about balance, isn't it? It's about, you know, the more I work out, the more I'm eating because I'm hungrier and I need more food. The less I work out, the less hungry I am. If I don't come to your class and I've got a meeting, I probably will skip until lunch, which isn't very good for you, but I just can't
they
be bothered.
Do say it's very, very healthy and unhealthy not to have breakfast.
No, but there's all there's a thing fasting now. Yeah. So now the trend is to fast from 8 p.m. until 12 the next day.
And what's the theory behind that?
It's really good for your system not to have to use itself to break down food, and you give it a complete rest.
So in theory, I'm doing that.
Are you? Yeah, you are.
I often don't eat till 11.
Exactly.
But I don't
and
have coffee.
Do you find working out really helps your sleep as well?
Normally, but with everything going on at the moment, my sleep can sometimes be disrupted.
Actually, I have to bring up something that I've just recently discovered. Somebody very kindly sent me some CBD oil. I don't know whether
I love it. Sorry, addicted.
Have you tried it, Caroline?
Yep.
What do you think?
Did it do anything for me?
Nope.
Oh, really? Maybe you weren't taking a strong enough potency.
Look, I got it in Amsterdam and... but funnily enough, I tried it for a whole month.
Really?
Under my tongue, 3 times a day and...
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And I'm really sensitive, but it did nothing.
I don't know whether it's a placebo effect, but I'm really enjoying the benefit. I'm taking the active oil, which is the one that you take regularly throughout the day, which will sort of get rid of any stress and tension, any muscle stress as well.
Yeah.
Keep you really focused on what you're doing. Yeah. So they say take it before a workout. So I took it before your workout this morning. And it just takes that real burn away.
Well, I originally took it because I've got arthritic feet.
Mm.
Which obviously is not great when you're teaching bar. So I started taking what's it called again?
CBD oil.
CBD oil.
Yeah.
And I found it helped my feet, but at the same time it relaxed me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about getting to sleep when I'm...
It doesn't get you to sleep, does it? It's supposed to put you in a deeper sleep.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to say what has started working for me, Sophie, when we had Lizzie Loves Healthy on...
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking about the...
Cherry juice.
The cherry juice.
How have you been doing that?
What I have been doing is I've been making a smoothie following one of the medical medium's recipes of wild blueberries, which... you can either get on Amazon dried or you can get the organic wild blueberry powder. So I use a combination of both with banana, coconut water, barley grass, spirulina, coconut water, and then I do 15 mils of the cherry juice.
Okay.
And I've got to say, I have slept more deeply and more peacefully than I have in a long time.
Glad
and I've
to
done
hear
that for like four nights in a row, and it's really been amazing.
And I think that's the thing that Lizzie promotes, is she says, don't just take it as a one off, keep taking it. Yeah. And actually, the boys, to make it even easier, the boys sometimes don't want a smoothie after their evening meal. So we just have yogurt with a big spoonful of the cherry juice on top in a pretty pitcher. Then they stir it in and take it like that, and actually it really does help with the sleep. I give it to my children every night because I'll show you. From Amazon. Oh, there we go. She's got it right here, exhibit A.
Morenzi cherry juice. It's super concentrated sour cherry juice.
It tastes disgusting on its own.
It's absolutely delicious.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's very tart.
Yeah, but tart sweet.
It's
really nice.
But it's, you know, if you take it regularly, all your children take it regularly.
Anxiety?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I do get very stressed at times. You know, I know this is the worst case scenario for me. I'm running late all day for meetings because something's made me late in the morning.
You're always rushing.
I'm rushing. And then I see in my last meeting that I've got to be at Harry's school at 4 o'clock and it's 1:45. Then I have a mild panic attack in my head. I know he can go to prep, so it's he's not going to be left outside the school. It's that guilt of not managing to do it all. And sometimes you just simply can't do it all. But that's my thing. And then I get so stressed out. I just don't even know what to do. The CBD oil is actually
helping you.
A couple of squirts under my tongue and it just seems a little bit more manageable.
And do you think it's that really working or do you think it's your subconscious?
It could be a placebo effect. Yeah. It could be. In either case, I'm perfectly happy with it
which is wonderful. But I love this whole awareness around the power of the mind. Again, I'm reading one of the medical medium's books at the moment, 50 Life-Changing Foods, which is completely phenomenal. And he was saying how before you have your food, take an avocado, for example, put it in your hands, connect with it. Tell the avocado what it is you want it to do for you physically, and it will connect with you and provide you, according to the medical medium, all the nutrients that you need from this avocado.
Really?
It is unbelievable. And you know what? It's been really sweet. So for the last few days, stroking all my food before
Have
I
you?
Eat it, like touching it and saying how grateful I am for it and... It's quite
I'm not
beautiful.
Sure my children will think I'm
though.
Completely sane if I start doing that.
My 16-year-old might think I'm a little bit of a nutter friend.
but how beautiful is it to kind of connect with everything in such a way?
Well,
to believe that everything is a little bit magical.
And actually on that topic, I was recently asked to not compete because it's not a competition, but take part in a vegan 2-week challenge, a January vegan challenge. And I wanted to because I've never tried the completely plant-based outlook. But weirdly, on day 4 of me just being plant-based, because my kids, I'm giving them meat all the time because I feel that they need certain elements from it and they don't like beans and stuff like that. So I can't replace what they're lacking. Anyway, on the 4th day, I was cooking a spaghetti bolognese and I opened the packet of mince and I could just see this poor mistreated cow. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is actual meat. And it was a real shock. And I just thought, oh my goodness, this is really full on. You know, I can't make my whole family vegan because my cats have cat food. I mean, my children are obviously the priority. No, but what I'm saying is it would be impossible. I can feed my children fish instead of meat, but they do love the spag bowls. I know you can supplement the meat for beans and things, but I just know it's going to take a while to get them to adapt to it. And to be honest, you know, in that moment of enjoying a mealtime, I don't want to force them to eat their food. I want them to enjoy it. Mm. So they're not ready. I think when they're ready to make the choice, they will make it if they want to. But I feel like my eyes have been really opened.
So Nico, a few months ago, actually, were sitting. I think I might have told you the story. We were sitting and I think we were also having spaghetti bolognese or something like that. And he kind of looked at his bolognese, and then he looked up at me and he said,
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Was that a cow?
Oh.
And I was like, yes, it was. And he goes, so that was alive. And I was like, yes, it was. And he goes, I don't want to eat meat anymore.
Wow.
I don't want to eat any animal anymore, mommy. And he literally has not eaten meat since. And he will not.
Wow. That's amazing.
He just turned 8 and he just doesn't like it.
Wow. That's
very
really
rarely
incredible.
I can get him to eat fish. He likes Nobu style, slightly raw. Marinated raw fish. That's the only fish he will have.
Mm-hmm.
Which is no meat. I can get him to eat chicken maybe once or twice a month. Otherwise, he's completely vegetarian and he doesn't eat eggs.
Wow.
Is that extraordinary?
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Gosh, they must have had some eye-opening talk or something at school, or he's read something or seen something.
I just think it came from him completely personally.
Mm.
It just, all of a sudden, he looked at it and he made that connection between animal and food and life and death, and he made a decision that I'm not going to eat meat anymore. Mm. And I thought, I hear you loud and clear, and I'm not going to make you.
Yeah, and that's very, very conscientious of him. I mean, the trouble, well, it's not really the trouble. My ex-husband's family were a family of butchers. They were the first importers of meat years and years and years and years ago. So for my ex-husband's side of the family, meat is very much a massive part of a Sunday roast, an evening meal, you know, something, a feast to be celebrated. So my boys have very much been brought up in that environment. And they do know what we're eating, and they look at it and they see it and they're fine with it. Yeah. Because that's the way that they've sort of grown up with it. But for me, I'm now looking at things a little differently. So it's interesting. Anyway, back to you, Paola. Sorry, we've just gone completely off at a tangent there. But I was going to say, have you tried the plant-based way?
I have to say no.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of meat anyway.
Yeah.
I love, like I said, I love fish. I would never, if I was to stop meat, it would be meat,
yeah,
chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could give up fish. I absolutely love my fish.
But it's really, I think it's really interesting. The more the more sensitive we become to our bodies, the more we listen to our bodies. And I think our bodies will call for what they want, what they need. I mean, I've grown up in a meat-eating family. And I've found in the last couple of years that it's really only around the time of my period that my body, it's actually asking me, it wants to have blood. It wants to have meat. So I will eat meat maybe once or twice around the period of my period, but otherwise, otherwise, not a lot, to be honest with you.
And they they do say that in about 10
when
years'
When I was
time,
in Dubai, I ate 1.2 kilos.
Okay, that's very impressive.
I did one of those tomahawks all by myself.
Oh, my gosh. But they do say in about 10 years' time
after I saw you
go plant-based, don't they? They say that we will have to, because of
the
environment...
Thing for our planet.
And the over-farming and everything else, that we will have to reconsider our intake of and consumption of meat and food, and we will eventually have to go plant-based. So I guess we better start thinking about it, everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What I would love, Paola, is I would love to come to one of your slightly more gentle classes. Would be absolutely incredible. And it was so nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
And we'd love to have you back very soon.
Yes, absolutely. And
thank you
for coming. Thank you for sharing your amazing dynamic Pilates with us, because I am addicted, as you say. And we just hope that all of our lovely listeners out there find some form of release in their everyday life where they can have fun and enjoy themselves and feel good about themselves and have a bit of you time. So important.
And if you want to have a Paolo's body bar glass, these are the details.
So you can visit us in Fulham on Fulham High Street, number 2 Fulham High Street. We're above Sweaty Betty in Guildford on Market Street. We're in KXU... BXR in Marylebone, and Sweaty Betty on Carnaby Street. Soon to be opening my big kahuna, as I call it, the flagship studio in Pimlico, which will be in Grosvenor Waterside.
Wow.
Amazing. And is there maybe a www.paolosbodybar.com that people can go to book a class? Or how does it work?
Yes, www.paolosbodybar.com or Mind and Body.
Yes, and all the schedule and classes are found on your website. You've also got an Instagram, Paola's Body Bar. And I think you can pretty much find you in many shapes and forms. Just type Paola's Body Bar on Google.
We can't wait to hear how you all get on.
And soon to be online.
Great. Well, listen, it was an absolute pleasure. And we've loved chatting all things fitness. And we'd love to have you back. Love to take you to another class when you're ready for it, Caroline.
Sounds good. A little more gentle for me next time.
Happy start of the week to you all. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you tuning in, and we will be coming back to you next week with more topics.
We certainly will. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.